Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lions general manager Brad Holmes has been known to cash a receipt from time to time. We want to know if we can do the same as a show. See, when Ben Johnson left, there's a lot of hysteria from other day parts. Not here. This is Dan Campbell's offense. John, you were the first to say it. I think you can say it louder today than even then. This is Dan Campbell's offense. Can we all admit they're not going to miss Ben Johnson? 248-539-9797. I saw that one of the creative plays they ran this week for a touchdown on the 4th-and-1 is the same play that was run by the Saints years ago, same play run by the Parcells Cowboys when Dan Campbell was there. It is influenced and shaped by Dan Campbell. Ben Johnson was an aide, an assistant, helpful, but the offense didn't leave when Ben Johnson left. Personnel's here, play design is here, attitude is here. The culture remains. They will not miss Ben Johnson.
And I don't want to underestimate the job that John Morton is doing either. It's not like he is a ghost. And he's the one that's calling the plays. It's going through Dan Campbell. It's going through the collaborative effort that they go through all week long to put together a game plan. And I also want to make sure that, because I know everything likes to be taken out of context, I'm not sitting here saying that against what I do believe is the best defense in the NFL right now in the Cleveland Browns, that they're going to put up 35 points. I don't even know if they get to it to 24.
Yeah, but it could be more of a slugfest.
Very much a slugfest. And so I'm not sitting here saying that they put up another, 450 yards of offense.
No, but I think when the dust settles, last year they were the number one offense in football. They're going to be right there again this year.
Yeah. Jim Schwartz is a really good defensive coordinator. You can say whatever you want about him as a head coach. He's a really good defensive coordinator, and he's got studs on defense.
I speculate in picks like a 20-10 type game. That's why I took the Lions to cover, and that's what I'm expecting. But it's on the table that the Lions put up 35, and the Ravens put up points on this Browns defense. If the Lions do that, where's this offense going to be? Like, how's it going to be talked about? They've scored 90 points the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I know we speculated in the preseason the potential was there for greatest show on turf type production. Is that what starts getting chatted about?
Well, you've seen the numbers. Like, their 1-2 punch in the backfield is as productive as any in the history of the NFL. When you talk about St. Brown throwing him in the mix with those two in terms of like trios and touchdowns in the same game, no one's had more. Like, you start talking about them historically, yes. And the only question was offensive line. And we've seen tremendous growth from that group in a short amount of time. And a ticket texter says we need to make sure we spotlight Hank Fraley in all of this, which, yeah, fair point. It was big to keep him in the offseason. But that's what it sets up. And we're not saying every week's going to be a 50 burger or every week they're going to drop 35 points. Like, even with Ben Johnson a year ago, early in the season, they won a game 20-13 against Arizona. Like, there will be weeks where you don't score 35 points. But more often than not, this offense is going to hum and it's going to be fine even though Ben Johnson left.
And when we talk about this week, and the fact that we've seen against the Bears, against Baltimore, in Baltimore, unbelievable offensive output. This is not only the best defense, I think, in the NFL, but the reason they're the best defense is, I think it's the best front seven and the best defensive line that this team will face all season long. It's a monster challenge. So what does it come down to? First of all, they have the advantage of playing at home, and now they have the advantage of, we know even more now going into the game four, what our guys are good at and what they're not good at. And I think this offensive system that is put in place by Dan Campbell, executed by John Morton and the rest of the coaches, will be able to protect some of the players at times, also expect them to step up and make some plays at times. But they have a wide array of options to throw the ball to hand the ball off to, and creative ways to do it in every single opportunity.
Text says, Ben who? I trust MCDC. He continue to lead this team all the way to the big game. On the flip side of things, I'm dying to see Mahogany and Ratledge against this D-line. If they put good games out there again, if they put good games back-to-back against these two, Super Bowl window is wide open.
Yeah.
These two are going to be studs. Tex says, drawing conclusions either way after only 3 weeks is hilariously irresponsible.
Isn't that how we roll?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, but I made this conclusion 6 months ago.
Yeah.
John, me and you have been lockstep since we've worked together that this was always bet Dan Campbell's offense.
Yeah.
And I just feel like people weren't watching the games in detail when they sucked. That's my opinion.
Belichick's coordinators left every year. He was just fine. I mean, Nick Saban's coordinators left all the time, yeah, and he was fine. And I'm not saying Dan Campbell is those guys yet, but the point is, if you have a really good, stable, quality head coach, you can absorb the loss of coordinators. Let's get to the phones. Will in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, Will.
You know, the way Dan Campbell was perceived with his kneecap speech as his big tight end jockey guy, but what people didn't understand, he's a level 5 leader. When he fired the first coordinator, put me in there, he coached the offense. He didn't need the credit. He didn't need to say, hey, this is my offense, and it's not Ben Johnson and Jared Goff, you know, putting into it. He's a head coach already. You're supposed to promote your coordinators. We'll be fine with Dan Campbell as head coach. I don't see any – we won't miss a beat without Ben Johnson.
I agree. And I think it's a great point that Dan is already the head coach. Like, there is the only way he gets elevated is he's not going to be a GM. He's not going to be anything other than a head coach. The way he gets elevated is by winning and by winning Super Bowls. He hasn't done that yet. He doesn't care if they want to say it's Kelvin Shepard and how great his defense is. If they ultimately win a Super Bowl, oh, well, it's Kelvin Shepard. Or it's John Morton and the fact that he spent a little extra time with Sean Payton out in Denver and got everything right. And Dan doesn't care. It's simply about the win.
The Lions won't and shouldn't miss Ben Johnson. I certainly don't blame him for taking a better job elsewhere. That being said, I was a junior hockey player and trying to relate to that mentality. If someone leaves and decides they don't want to be here, that's the choice they made. Replace them and don't look back. Morton is doing great. I forgot about Ben the second he walked out the door. Why do you guys do this? Why do you have to be too early on stuff? You're going to jinx them. They're going to put up 6 points this week.
Well, if it's a win 6-3, I don't care. Take it.
Hey, guys, don't have any opinions until the games are over. Let's get to Daniel and Shelby. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Really quick, I always wondered when I saw the Lions under Campbell and Johnson, who was the one going for the fourth downs? And I think that's why Troy Aikman said that he's got big onions, and I think that's what makes the difference in Campbell with that offense, is his style of coaching and able to execute that. That was his, you know? He kept that, and I think that's what makes it his team, our coach, an amazing guy.
Right, and so, Daniel, it's part of it is empowering John Morton on 3rd and 6. You don't have to have a play that gets you 7 yards. Yeah, ideally you do. But if it ends up 4th and 2, hey, call another play. We're going for it. So it changes the third down play call because you know, and okay, not backed up on your own 10-yard line, but if you're at midfield, I don't have to get all of it now. I actually have, instead of three downs to get a first, I've got four downs to get a first.
Which is a huge advantage. We talk about game of inches and a play here or a play there. If you get to run four plays per series and the other team's only running three plays per series,
yeah,
you have a decided advantage. The other thing, John, yeah, it lets you run it on third and six. You don't have to, but it allows you to take advantage of the defense. Yeah. If the defense presents a look, hey, it's two high safeties. Hey, we got an extra guy in the run game. Well, we can just accept a run play, and we might get all 6 yards on third and six. If the defense is crowding the box, well, yeah, we can throw and throw for the sticks. It allows them to be more flexible, more dangerous, to take what the defense gives them because they know they've got an extra down.
And with that, play action works on third down.
Right, because teams know the Lions might run it on third down, so now it's even deeper.
I think one of the things we've overlooked most about Dan Gamble is it's everybody wants to brag about the headline, like that, use that name, him always going for it, and that's his reputation, and oh, here they go, the Lions are going to do it. But I think we lose in the weeds sometimes. I think he's analytically ahead of his time as in terms of actually executing and going for fourth downs by setting it up on third down.
Yep.
I think it's kind of like that thing I know in high school football a lot, where some coaches were always going for two or always onside kicking and that kind of thing. I think he's kind of the same way in that fashion, where he simply believes we can't get 10 yards in four plays. Now, he'll be selective in with field position to a degree, but I do believe he's ahead of his time in that. Like, I've always felt that about football. It's like, if you have a good offense, you should be able to get 10 yards in four plays.
You would think so. Yeah, 2.5 yards per play.
You get the fourth down, use it.
Yeah. Again, not from your own 10, not when it's fourth and 10.
Because they have punted. They have used Jack Fox.
Yeah, they haven't punted a lot of times. Games.
Look, they didn't last year.
And they're also not going to be perfect on fourth down. They've been very good to this point. But at some point, they're not going to convert on a fourth down, and it may put them in a bad situation.
And he wants to, as a coach, he wants to dictate tempo. He wants to dictate how the game goes, and he wants to be relentless. And I think there's a relentless nature to being the coach that goes for it more than any other coach in football.
Last ticket text on this. The Lions offense looked really bad against a good defense in week one and looked good against bad defenses in Chicago and Baltimore, specifically Baltimore being one of the worst in the league. I need to see how they do it against another really good defense.
Okay. Sunday, I get it. Yeah.
I get it. I think you'll get it confirmation. It'll be confirmed.
I've said yes. I agree.
I know. I'm not looking at you for reassurance. I know we're on the same page here, buddy. We've got Cookie Jar coming up at 7:35. We got Heather's News coming up next. It's 97.1.
Hey, ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel's got a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone a college football profit boost every single week. Here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. It's not an opt-in on gymnastics, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the app, check out the Boosting with the Boys offer, and get in on the action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get to the cookie jar at 7:35. Some Friday fun. We got Heather's news right around the corner. Wrapping up our conversation about the Lions. Can we admit they're not going to miss Ben Johnson? You got the Browns coming up this weekend. Good defense. Are you willing to say it before you even see Sunday? Texter says, I think people are going to find out that week one was rust and they're going to stomp people. That's Roy in Clarkston. Everyone keeps saying Baltimore's defense is terrible, but they've also played two of the best offenses in the league in the Lions and the Bills. They're probably at least an average defensive team. I think they might be even more than an average defense when all is said and done. Texas, I know going into this weekend, people are going to point to the Browns beating the Packers, but I'm not sold on the Packers' offense. It doesn't look special. I think Jacobs is washed. Tucker Kraft isn't going to be open all season long. And one more. This is 100% Campbell's offense. It just facilitates through Morton. Campbell calls the game-winning fourth down pass against Baltimore. Benedict Johnson, who?
Well, I don't know I don't know who that play call came from, but I do know on fourth down, Dan's going to be the one that says go for it or punt.
Correct.
He's going to be the one that has to answer all the questions as to why it went well or why it didn't go well. Right, why did you make that decision?
Because let's say Morton with the headset on goes. You know, here's the play call.
Yeah, quarterback sneak.
And Dan goes, absolutely not. It's fourth and three.
We did see a quarterback sneak from Jared Goff.
I know, but it wasn't 3 yards. Yeah, if Morton calls in some kind of crazy junk, Campbell's going, oh, hold on. But you're right. It's whether he calls it explicitly or not, he's giving the green light to, hey, Goff, I want you to go play action, shot down the field to St. Brown.
It's all going to go through him. Timeouts go through him. Everything that game management, clock management, you know, when to go for it on fourth down, what to do, all of those things, all go through Dan Campbell. And it may not be, like you had mentioned, the play call. He'll have veto power, but if something comes in, he's like, yeah, I like that one. Go for it.
Yeah. And again, this week they might not drop 50, 40, even 30 points. Last year, they had some weeks where they scored 20 and 24. The offense, though, has looked better this year than it did last year.
And part of it is not just the offense looking good. It's the defense getting the ball back. And getting the ball... Now, okay, we can't say they got the ball back in advantageous field position every time because the Lions ended up going 98 yards and 95 yards. But that's part of being a good offense is knowing that you're going to get the ball back and you're not going to be playing from two touchdowns down.
Right. 248-539-9797. The other thing, and we opened the show talking about it, the Tigers picked up a win last night, a much-needed win. Rejoice. The streak is over. Detroit still has work to do to make the playoffs. Magic numbers 2 with 3 to go. Any combination of Tiger wins and Astro losses get Detroit in the playoffs. The division is also not over, although, look, they're going to need some help there. Cleveland has the tiebreaker. What we're watching for now is, when does Detroit clinch? If Detroit clinches early, then you set Scooble up for the playoffs. Yep. Even at the expense of winning the division in home playoff games, there's no bye on the line. You need Scooble for game one of the playoffs, whether it's home, road, Mars, or the moon. You would hold him off once you clinch, if you clinch. And if you need him, of course he's going to take the mound this weekend.
If the division is always important. Don't get me wrong. And this is not, you know, pitch Scooble to win the division. They had ample opportunity to take care of that. That ship has sailed. Now it's simply about, how do we set ourselves up best when we do make the playoffs to be successful in the playoffs? And the best path is that you get maximum performance by Scooble in the playoffs. And it's not setting it up so he pitches on Sunday and then doesn't pitch until game three, which you might not see in that first three-game series.
And a best of three. You're absolutely right. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this is fascinating, you guys. Back in January, Cardi B revealed that she got a piercing, a butt crack piercing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ow!
Well, no, not for her. And I'll get to that part later. $13,000. She didn't go with those lab-grown diamonds. She went with some real diamonds. But then, unfortunately...
So where in the butt crack is it?
So she did have a... there's a photo. You can check it out. But
I'd rather not, but I'll go with your word.
It's up near the top of...
Yeah, I like the demonstration.
Yeah, and it's like it looks like a belly button ring,
right at the top of her
right
crack.
At the top of yeah, right there. So I guess if you wore super low,
is this something that is
popular
or becoming popular? I've not heard of the.
Think yeah, so. I've never heard of a butt crack piercing. Didn't know it even existed until now because I don't follow her on social media. She did post about it back in January, but she was recently on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she revealed that about a month later, she lost it. Lost it down the toilet. Yep, right
very
there.
Cringy.
Now, she actually also revealed that this piercing didn't hurt her at all because she... at one point got a reduction surgery.
Oh, a booty reduction.
Yes, and that part of her butt is apparently numb. Couldn't even feel it.
Huh.
She was asked if she was going to get it redone. She said, nah, just not in the mood anymore to have that piercing. So she hasn't re-pierced said booty.
Oh, so is that similar to the tattoo in the general area?
Well, this is even lower than that.
Yeah.
I think this is what you're looking at.
Oh, he's showing you there. There's the piercing. You didn't want to see it. Now you saw it.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Yeah, she's got the tattoo, so.
How do you, I mean, there's got to be some concerns about keeping it unclogged.
Clean. Yeah. It's pretty high. It's not like down that low. But yeah, I mean, I would imagine she
is careful when she.
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't even be an issue up there. I mean, if you got issues up there, you're doing something wrong.
Or you've had an accident.
Yeah, there's something else going on. Speaking of Cardi B, she is coming to Little Caesars Arena next year. Yeah,
okay,
so you can go see her. As part of her Little Miss Drama Tour, she'll be here to perform on Sunday, March 15th. Tickets are on sale now. Speaking of concerts, Zach Bryan and Michigan Stadium are expected to make history this weekend. So when Bryan steps on stage Saturday night in Ann Arbor, he'll be greeted by a crowd expected to number more than 112,000, which will set an all-time record for U.S. concert attendance outside of festivals. So pretty darn cool. And not only that, there's another milestone as well. It's going to be the first ever concert at the Big House. So history will be made one way or the other, whether the attendance surpasses that or not, but the first concert ever. So it's kind of cool. He'll be joined by John Mayer, other performers as well. Let's see. Oh, Novi schools are back open today after a water main break in the city. Four schools to close on Thursday. I know your son, John, will be back at school today. Unfortunately to him.
Yeah.
Bad news to wake up to. But the superintendent says that the water pressure has been restored. The water, the toilets are all working properly. The superintendent did note that the schools will have water on hand at each building for students to drink because there is still that boil water advisory going on. Crews successfully isolated the break. They're going to be continuing to work on the repairs today. The water advisory is in effect for Walled Lake, also parts of Novi. And then there's also an outdoor watering ban in West Bloomfield.
Oh, okay. So yep. That makes
keep
sense.
Keep those sprinklers
yep.
off.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Leonardo DiCaprio made this rare appearance on the New Heights podcast, and he was there to promote his new movie. It actually comes out today in theaters. It's called One Battle After Another. And during this interview, he shared that he almost went by a different name early in his career. Lenny Williams doesn't have the same ring. It's more better fitted for like a country singer, maybe.
Sure. I couldn't picture him as Lenny Williams.
Yeah.
No. What's wrong with a good Italian name?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, he's probably, bolognese every day.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the cookie jar. I don't have anything about butt diamonds, but we'll have fun anyway. It's 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today, only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details. Based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H 2025, tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Cookie Jar, brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. Got questions? I need answers. Do you feel bad for the Browns franchise?
I don't understand the question. Why would I feel bad that they made a decision to trade for a guy that has a serial issue to be their quarterback and then pay him a record sum and have not been able to get any production from him? I mean, I don't understand the question.
It's more of a, hey, do you feel like a shared kinship, Midwest losers historically?
Oh, they're the AFC version of the Lions?
Yeah. So, do you relate? Do you feel bad?
No. It's Cleveland. It's Ohio.
I guess I should have known what your answer would be. Heather, yeah. Do you feel bad for the Browns?
Of course not, because I know nothing about the Browns. Why would I feel bad for them?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're the Browns.
No.
Tom?
Absolutely not. It's John nailed it with the Watson thing, but you know what? When you have bad ownership, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
Get in line, buddy. Plenty of teams that have had it tough.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad for them either. I just wanted to know if anybody would say it.
Do you think anybody ever felt bad for the Lions?
Exactly. All right, pick one. You got two choices for this weekend. The Lions lose on Sunday or the Tigers get swept.
Tigers get swept. They could still make it in even if they get swept. And the Lions lose Sunday. I don't want to lose to anyone from Ohio.
I'm going with the Tigers too.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's again, it doesn't seem like a hard conversation.
Which one will have a bigger impact on me?
Oh, with your household?
Oh, yeah. Confrontational Colin. Yeah. Grumpy Colin.
I don't want the Lions to lose.
I'd rather have the Tigers get swept.
I'd rather have the Tigers get swept.
I'd rather the Lions lose. The playoffs are on the line this weekend. The playoffs aren't on the line for the Lions. I don't want them to lose, but if they do, they'll be fine.
Every game
if
matters.
If the Tigers get swept, they might not be
the
fine.
The Lions can win a Super Bowl. The Tigers can't win the World
Series.
The
Lions could lose this week and win the Super Bowl.
I get that. I want the Lions to start sailing here.
All right.
My life is much easier on Monday if the Lions win on Sunday.
Okay. Best vehicle for a breakfast sandwich. I'm talking bagels, biscuits, croissants, English muffin. What is the best vehicle for your breakfast sandwich?
Oh, I don't even think this is close. I mean, the biscuit can be great, but the biscuit is more you deconstruct that one and you put a little butter and jam on the biscuit, and so it's not the vehicle. It's more vehicle for butter and jam.
Mm-hmm.
Croissant, blah. English muffin is all right. But the bagel is by far the best because it's the biggest. It holds the most.
What kind of bagel?
Well, I'd go with a cheddar jalapeno on top. And then
plain?
No. I know I'm a plain guy, but no. And the best breakfast sandwich is that bagel with a thick layer of cream cheese, a couple of sausage patties, an egg, and then you put some American cheese, some more jalapenos on that, and then a little bit more cream cheese. Mm.
He said breast.
He did.
I did. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the one that you said, A bagel sandwich is great. Yeah,
croissants are for girls.
A croissant is going to be
exactly.
My choice.
Thank you, Heather.
A croissant, for
Let's
girls.
Let's get the proper pronunciation here.
It's for girls?
Yeah.
That's a weird take, but okay.
That's a poll question.
Yeah.
A croissant for girls.
Yeah.
Sure. Throw it up.
Or the French.
I will eat croissants, just the croissant. Nothing on it. Nothing cut or
just
nothing.
Just the croissant. Jeez.
No bad answers here, in my opinion, but I will go with the bagel.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little weird here because I love bagels, but I'm just not the biggest fan of a bagel sandwich. I don't know what it is. It's just some weird oddity with me.
You know what it is for me? It's when you have the bagel sandwich and you go to bite into it, because the bagel is tougher, all your insides just...
Oh, it starts oozing out the...
Out.
Oh,
or it oozes off the middle.
Yeah, I know.
I do. I think the question here, the best vehicle, is, I think the English muffin is.
No.
McDonald's uses them.
They do, it's fine.
Which instantly eliminates them.
The answer is bagel, and I would go with an everything bagel.
Of course you would.
Not big on the poppy seeds because they get in the teeth.
Yeah.
I like them, but...
There's too much going on there.
When do the shorts get put away?
So I would say never. I will wear shorts.
You're a winter shorts guy?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a winter shorts.
Add them to my list.
A winter shorts guy? Yeah. Hey, yeah, I know. The reasons that Heather hates John, winter shorts guy, and I will wear my flip-flops in the middle of winter, too.
Oh, you would.
Uh-huh, yes. There is absolutely no wrong time, unless you're going to work, to wear shorts.
For me, it's probably like Labor Day. Put them away.
Oh, yeah, along with all the white.
This is pretty fluid. I'm probably going to wear shorts this weekend. Going to be a little warm. So when we start getting sub-70 consistently, that's when they'll be put away.
Yeah, I guess in public. I mean, I'll wear them at home in the house and stuff in the winter. But out in public, it's pretty much what Greg said. Is that raw October 21st type. In October with the wind and the leaves are flying everywhere, that's when I'm not going in public anymore.
Yeah, Labor Day, traditionally, it's been a hotter September, but I don't even think I've worn shorts this month.
No.
Not at home?
I mean, like to go to the gym to work out. Yeah, but like not
we've
at
seen
home.
Your legs. We know why.
When do the Halloween decorations start going out?
So inside, they go out mid-September. Outside, not till October 1.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I got to show you some pictures of our house.
Oh, you got some inflatables?
Heck no, but it's super spooky.
Do you have that skeleton, that like giant
the
obnoxious...
giant skeleton? No, because and I've seen the giant skeleton in some yards.
The huge one?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
no,
like,
I don't
it's like 12
that.
Feet tall. I've seen it obviously at all the, you know, the Home Depot and Lowe's and all that stuff. The problem I would have with that is where in the hell are you going to store that for the other 11 months out of the year?
John can't stand having someone taller than him in the house.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple in our neighborhood and in Plymouth that they put the Aiden Hutchinson jersey on the tall skeleton.
They dress him up. And the problem is, because some people don't have anywhere to store them, they leave them up almost all year round. Yeah. And then they decorate them for each holiday.
Right, yeah.
It's the Christmas skeleton.
Put those people on my list,
yeah,
too.
Uh-huh, yeah. Here, here's the Valentine skeleton.
Yeah. Tom, you want to give us the Irish skeleton impression?
No, I don't. I'm not ready for that this morning.
So for Heather.
So September 2nd. Decorations inside go up. We did our yard. It's different now that we have kids because Emily is super pumped for Halloween this year. So we did the outside earlier. We had those up probably mid-September.
Hmm.
And she's so excited.
Just regular pumpkins count as Halloween decorations?
No, that's fall.
Fall? Okay.
Yeah.
So I we haven't done the pumpkins yet either. And obviously we're not going to carve them until we get closer to Halloween. But we're waiting until October 1 to put any of our Halloween decorations out. Hmm.
Like, I don't think, in the last couple of years, I just don't think it's been worth the effort to put the Halloween decorations out. So I will do a jack-o'-lantern, but I've usually done that day of. I've done that on Halloween morning.
Yeah, I'm October 1st like John. It's just a month. Anything more than a month is just too much.
Months have their holiday. Christmas stuff should go out in December. Heather's shaking her head no.
Nope.
Halloween stuff should go out in October. Yes, October 1st. Last question. This weekend is National Ghost Hunting Day. Do you believe in ghosts?
Nope.
No, I don't, but I'd like to. Like, I think I've said it before. Like, come scare me, ghosts. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
No. I don't believe in ghosts. I have no reason to, but give me a reason and maybe I'd change my mind.
Where do ghosts come from? Like, is there like a parallel universe where there's ghosts?
Yeah, they're just like in limbo. I guess.
The purgatory?
I don't know. I don't...
Yeah, I don't know. That's a flat earth take.
Belief is a choice, Heather. You can choose to believe that now if you'd like. In a Patrick Swayze situation, no. Not like there's an invisible ghost behind you, Jim, that no one can see. No, I don't believe. I believe there might be some kind of spirituality, another realm, something like that. But they're not like walking the earth or floating the earth.
Scaring us?
No, no. And when I hear voices, they're just the voices in my head. There's not a ghost behind me whispering to me.
I have the same take I do with aliens. Where's the picture? At all this time and place, with all the amount of available cameras with phones now, there's never been a ghost or an alien caught on camera.
What about Bigfoot? Same
thing. No, same, exactly. Yeah. You know, people want to believe. You nailed it with your take there, Heather. There's an imagination to wanting these things to exist. Mm-hmm. In reality, they don't.
Yeah.
Look, the universe is vast enough. There could be life somewhere, and that would be an alien. I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe in hauntings. Shout out Scott Harris.
Oh.
That is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing our listeners this month. Maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. I answer that question every time. Who doesn't? Get Motor City's hottest truck, the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation, for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower, and it comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. If you want for more information, visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Bunch of ticket texts on the cookie jar. We are going to get back into the Tigers top of the hour. They won last night. How much does it change? Are people buying back in? There's still a lot of work left to be done. Thomas said this is a two-sided sheet of text, so let's get into it. Ticket text says, I feel bad for Cleveland's defense because they're usually good, but they're always put in bad positions by their offense over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to say, I feel bad for Cleveland because they got to face the Lions this week.
Yeah.
But no. There's really not a lot of love lost. Ticket texter says, now I'm picturing Patrick Swayze whispering smarmy things into Cookie's ears while he makes a clay pot. Not good, guys. Scott and Carlton.
That would be a good meme, like to go along with the Lions Kool-Aid meme that you have, you put up when they're cooking.
Yeah.
Like, the second one would be the clay when the Lions offense is cooking. You're just
put your face on Demi Moore's body.
Oh,
we didn't have to go there.
Patrick Swayze snuggled up to you.
Guys, Halloween decorations? I've got some jerk down the street that has Christmas lights up already and they're turned on.
Ooh.
Are they turned on like with Christmas colors? Like it's their Christmas lights?
I'm assuming.
Like,
yeah, you're not going to go swap out the orange and
we bought
black
these,
light bulbs.
You have smart lights where you
yes,
can change the colors?
Yes, we can change the colors. So we put some up for Halloween and they're orange and purple.
Yeah.
But we can change them to
red
white or red and green or just red or just green. But if they're already Christmas colors, that's too early.
Way too early.
I'm a store manager for Home Depot and people leave that skeleton up through Christmas and we make a husky tote specifically for the 12-foot skeleton. Where do you put it? This one says, John, I put my 12-inch skeleton or 12-foot skeleton in the 12-foot barn. Duh.
Yeah, well,
if you have the...
Why don't you brag a little bit more?
Yeah, no kidding. This one says, on breakfast, I agree with John on the breakfast sandwich vehicle. Bagel is the best choice. It's the sturdiest. My favorite breakfast sandwich, sausage, egg, sharp cheddar cheese, onion, and chipotle mayo.
Mm. Yeah, the chipotle mayo could do without that, but the rest of it, yeah.
Biscuits over bagels, bacon over sausage, butter over nasty cream cheese.
Well, why not both?
How is cream cheese nasty?
Oh, cream cheese is amazing.
I know.
Y'all never had a McGriddle?
Oh, I had a McGriddle,
We did a Twitch comment. We left that out. The like.
Okay, it's very specific, griddle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to make a maple pancake. And it's just too much effort
it's
at home.
It's a lot to make your breakfast sandwich.
Homemade biscuits now, I mean, that's a game changer, but I'd still go with the bagel.
Says we missed one. The tortilla, the breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of a different class. It's not a breakfast sandwich.
I'll allow it. It wouldn't be my choice even if I allowed the tortilla.
Oh, you'll allow it. Okay.
I'm the guy with the cookie jar. I'll allow it.
It's your world.
There was a lot of off-air discussion about croissants when the mics went off.
Yeah, croissants are disgusting.
No, they're not. If they're stale, they're not good.
Just bleh.
But if you have a fresh croissant that's like buttery and they're so good.
Have you had the chocolate croissants, John? Because that helps.
Sure, I've had a croissant, which is why I can say I don't like it. I've had the chocolate croissant and they're okay. Sure, you put chocolate in anything and it's going to be yummy.
A stale
croissant. Why don't you fry it at the same time and make it even better?
No.
I get what you're saying because a stale croissant might be the worst of the bunch. But like a fresh, flaky, buttery.
When I traveled and went to Switzerland,
the crumbs all over the place.
I lived on croissants. They're so good.
You are the right gender for a croissant.
That's such a bizarre take. I don't understand that one.
Especially if you call it, can I have a croissant?
I don't call it that, but I was just...
Yeah, go up to the counter. Can you imagine me going up to the counter? Can I have that breakfast sandwich? Can I have it on a croissant?
With that face? Exactly. You got to do it like that, too.
This is like Stoney's ranch dressing take.
What was just the only women...
The storming the court take as well. Yeah. Women can't do that.
A real man can't do
it. Can't do it at women's sports. That's
whatever
what,
it was.
What his take was.
That's what it was.
What a stupid take. Why does it always come back to him?
Because he did this format forever. He's the godfather.
Yeah, but because we'd also, if we got into the whole croissant, then he would start speaking in French.
He would, but obviously.
He was Montreal Canadiens goal bit.
Yes, yes.
I mean, obviously he would pick bagels.
Yeah, so. then it would all devolve into, tennis on the radio. It's just my...
It's actually pretty good.
He's cracking himself up.
Hey, you can't laugh at your own jokes. They're only meant for one. That's me.
Got it. Couple more on the shorts. You said it's all year round.
Yeah. Make sure we pronounce that correctly. Shorts, right? Not jorts.
Did I say jorts?
No, it kind of sounded a little bit close to jorts.
Shorts. Yeah.
Jorts are for summer only.
Hold on. Heather, what was jorts? Is that like a French jort? The jorts?
No, this is the jean shorts.
Yeah. Oh. You know what jorts are?
I know what jorts are.
What's
That's what I just said.
No, but I thought you said it with like a jort. Like you
no,
said, like,
no, I was still like, I was still in coming off my
French.
Croissant.
Yes. I know what jorts are, and you shouldn't wear them. But anyway, this says, I love shorts with long sleeve golf zip up around mid-October when it's 55 and sunny out.
Sure.
Shorts aren't getting put away yet.
No.
Heather, what would offend you more? Like you're in a grocery store and you got John wearing shorts, t-shirt, and flip-flops in January.
Okay.
Or the person that still keeps on their pajamas.
Pajama pant guy is far worse than short guy.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. You knew where I was going.
I did. I knew exactly where you were going.
Have a little self-respect.
Where are you going with that?
I knew that he was going to say pajama pant guy.
Oh,
like, okay. I just knew that's where he was headed. Mm-hmm. And they're always the worst.
Yeah. I mean, dudes don't wear pajama pants anyway.
Well, now you wear shorts. No excuse.
No.
You have, yes, they do. Oh, I've seen them. But you have sweatpants now. Like, there's no excuse to wear pajama pants out in public. Just throw on a pair of sweatpants.
Or in private. Pajama pants?
Pajama pants can be worn in...
Dudes
in
wear
home?
Shorts or they wear boxers. Sweatpants or boxers, but they don't wear pajama pants.
So dudes can't wear pajama pants and they can't eat
croissants.
Croissants.
Only for the girls, apparently.
Yes.
Wild.
So are jorts. And I agree on
well,
that
I
one.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. Short shorts.
And the last one says, did the Cookie Monster miss leg day?
Yeah, yeah. Well.
I didn't realize I was being judged for my...
your chicken legs?
Weak calf muscles or whatever you're looking at.
All right, now we just got this text came in.
Yeah.
The jorts are now in style. I wore them...
No.
I wore them to the Lions game last week, or the Bears game.
Signed Susie.
She didn't sign it.
Okay, but
I don't think
we
it's a good look
shorts.
For men or women, the jorts.
You don't like jean shorts on a female?
Oh, wow. You just
really?
You need to go to a country concert.
Jorts are just cringy.
Wait.
Jean shorts with some cowboy boots?
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, you're talking about like the short.
I'm talking about jean shorts. Like,
I mean, it could be
pretty much
could,
all
I
of my shorts
them
are jean
shorter,
shorts.
But
you got cheekage.
I'm picturing like John
Depends
Cena
on the
shorts.
Cheeks.
Like, nobody, you should be doing like the like awkward middle ground. Like,
yeah, I don't want to see your butt crack piercing.
No, we're not saying, Jim, the woman that wears jean shorts and they like roll them up like 3 inches above their knees. No. Those are awful,
just
right,
talking
about, we're talking
yes,
about
like
Daisy
regular
Dukes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's yeah. fine. Yeah, that's fine. I was picturing like John Cena
shorts.
Okay. Okay.
And
you.
They have to have fray, right?
They don't
bit,
have
yeah.
to, but most of
no,
them
they should.
Do.
They yeah. should.
It depends the look you're going for. The non-fray is a little bit more professional. Well, I have some that like roll. They don't have, they're
okay.
like rolled up at the,
what do you think, Luke?
Fray.
Funny timing here. I'm actually going to be in a pair of jorts tomorrow that I handcrafted this past week. I took an old pair of jeans.
Is he the guy who texted
me? Used a pair of scissors. You know, just cut them a little bit above the knee. I'm going to the Zach Bryan concert at Michigan Stadium tomorrow. I'm going to be part of that record-breaking crowd.
Okay.
I figured jorts for the occasion, so I handcrafted some myself, and this is great timing. I'm very pro jorts. Very pro jorts.
There's more text coming in saying jorts are back
what
in style.
Yes, very
dude.
Much so.
Signed a 34-year-old dude.
I'm sorry,
jorts are back
I'm
in style.
I'm sorry. I hate to do this in person, but no.
What?
As a member of Generation Z here, I can confirm that they're very much back in style for like your 20 to 25-year-old types. Like
Take
myself.
Them away. Do not bring them back.
Yeah, not
what?
For dudes.
First thing I Google. Jorts back in style. Yes, jorts
no,
are back.
No.
Leave
shorts,
them.
Too. It has to be well above the knee for men. If you wear it below the knee.
Well above
yes,
the knee.
Well above
so you're
the
going
knee.
Short shorts.
Though I wouldn't necessarily call them short shorts, but they'll
oh,
be like
no.
mid-thigh, perhaps.
So you
no.
sit down and. Wow. Hmm.
Says you guys are
Will
not
you
up on
a picture
style.
Next week?
Yes,
okay,
done.
Thank you.
Done. There'll be photographic evidence of this.
Okay, it's funny though. I'm looking at this article. Oh, there's for men. No, what is this? You stop this. Do not bring this back. God.
At least get a hemmed pair.
Plus, you can wear them with tennis shoes, boots. Anything looks good with them.
If very you versatile. Wear boots with your jorts.
Anything I need looks a picture. Good with them?
Are your legs tanned? Or are they like...
I guess it depends on who you're standing next to.
I play plenty of golf, so I'll have...
Text comes in. Trends come and go, but jorts are forever. Guys, we're getting a lot of jorts love on the ticket text.
Look,
we're not going to let it hijack the show, but I am stunned and kind of curious about why this is happening. We're going to talk about the Tigers next, 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.